You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to HSM, everyone. If it's your first time, I'm so glad you guys are here. My name is Haley. I'm one of our senior girls life group leaders. Love you guys so much. Tonight, we have a pretty big topic we're talking about. Maybe you weren't expecting to walk into church today and talk about this topic, but we are talking about pornography. And I know that this topic, and even the word itself, might make some of you guys uncomfortable. And so, in order to break the ice, we did this 3 years ago, we're going to do it again today, we're going to all say the word pornography together out loud. Yes, we're going to do it. Don't worry, lightning's not going to strike the building when we do this, okay? All right, on the count of three, let's all say it out loud together. One, two, three. Pornography. Nice. I'm going to say it a million times tonight, so that's just us breaking the ice, getting used to it. Okay, what is pornography? Pornography is material containing explicit sexual content intended to cause sexual excitement or stimulation for the viewer. It can be in forms of pictures, writing, videos, or other media. And I want to start today by saying I'm not going to stand up here and tell you there's shame with this. I'm not going to shame anybody for watching pornography. I want to be the very first one in this room to admit that I have consumed pornography. I first began consuming it when I was in seventh grade. I was able to stop in middle school, but then I was re-exposed to it by a guy I was dating in high school, stopped watching it then, and then since then have accidentally come across it multiple times. So through learning about how truly destructive and harmful this is, I've grown a really deep passion to have conversations about the effects of pornography and not just sweep this issue under the rug. When I was in college, I did a bunch of papers and speeches on this topic. I did my senior seminar paper on it, and speech, it's what you do. You work on it your whole senior year, and then you present it at the very end of the year. It's just something that I'm really passionate about, and I really love doing all the research on it. So again, I'm not shaming anyone, but what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to share stories from real experiences, share science, statistics, and tell you the reality of what pornography is and what it does to us. So, how that's going to happen is I'm going to be answering five big questions about pornography tonight. Question number one, what is pornography? Second, what's the big deal? Doesn't it only affect me? Number three, is watching pornography cheating? Yeah, we're going there. It's going to get crazy. Number four, what does the Bible say about this? And number five, I watch pornography. Is there hope for me? And how do I stop? So, if you guys haven't already grabbed the pens in the center aisles, grab those, pass it down. I want you guys taking notes. You guys have fill-ins that were on your chairs. All right. Question number one, what is pornography? We can start with the slides, too. Pornography is material containing explicit sexual content intended to cause sexual excitement or stimulation for the viewer. It can be in the form of pictures, videos, books, magazines, and other things. Today, guys, this is a crazy statistic. Pornography websites receive more website traffic in the United States than Twitter or X, Instagram, Netflix, Pinterest, and LinkedIn combined. That's wild. I want to show you guys this chart. This is the top 20 countries that receive traffic online for pornography. Look who's in first place by a landslide. Wild. The United States probably consumes three times as much pornography than any other country in the world. And research was done in 2013 that shows that 85% of 10 to 17-year-olds have seen pornography whether or not they wanted to see it or intentionally sought it out themselves. So what that means is statistically, in this room, 85% of you students have come across pornography whether you were looking for it or not. A myth that I want to debunk right now is that pornography is just a man's issue. That is false. on average, 3 out of 10 pornography consumers are females. So 30% are females, 70% are men. Now, what happens to our brain when we watch pornography? When we watch pornography, dopamine is released in your brain. And what dopamine is, it's a neurotransmitter that helps control the brain's reward and pleasure centers. Now, dopamine is the same neurotransmitter that is released when someone takes drugs. And with any drug, after a while, one hit, one pill, whatever it is, no longer will satisfy you, and you progress to needing 2, 3, or 4 fixes of whatever drug you take because one is no longer enough to get the dopamine released in your brain. And that is how addiction works with substances. So when someone becomes addicted to pornography, over time your brain is craving more and more in order to release this dopamine. So that means that over time you're not going to be satisfied with what you're consuming and seeing the same thing. Your brain is going to need more extreme, hardcore, and violent pornography in order to satisfy this addiction. So pornography consumption, it's literally rewiring your brain. And there's been CT scans, those are scans of the brain, that shows our brains are physically changing when we consume pornography. And it also affects our mental health too. I have a quote here from an article. It says, a number of peer-reviewed studies have found a link between pornography consumption and mental health outcomes like depression, anxiety, loneliness, low self-satisfaction, and poor self-esteem and overall mental health. These studies have found that these links are particularly strong when pornography is consumed to try and escape negative emotions and also when pornography consumption becomes heavy and compulsive. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This is your first fill-in. Guard your heart and guard your brain from being rewired towards these feelings like depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, violent content, and from lust. Question number 2. What's the big deal? It only affects me. The answer is no. If you consume pornography, it does not only affect you. I want to read that verse one more time. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This addiction will flow into your relationships. I want you guys to raise your hand if you have a sibling. Nice. Okay, a lot of us have siblings in the room. I want you guys to really pay attention to this story I'm about to tell. So when I was 12, my family, we had an office room with a computer in it that we all used. And I remember a few times walking into that room, and I saw my older brother watching pornography on the computer, and it destroyed me as his little sister. My brother was my hero, and I looked up to him, but my view of him was now skewed. It shattered my heart to see my brother objectifying and lusting after these women online. And I thought, as this young 12-year-old girl, is this how all boys view women? Is this what they want from us? He later began using my iPod Touch, yes, I'm aging myself, to view pornography, and he would often delete the search history, but I would still find it by accident. And that is when I began watching it on my own. That was how I was first exposed to it when I was 12. I know my brother didn't think it would affect anyone outside of himself, but it did, and he didn't even know it. It doesn't only affect you. Pornography consumption, it also affects our romantic relationships. And I want to tell you guys another personal story. When I was in high school, I was in a relationship with this guy. He was from my church, which is crazy. And at one point in our relationship, he showed me videos that he thought were funny, but they were sexual videos, and they scarred me. The videos he showed me were awful, they were extreme, they were extremely disturbing, and he was, at the time he shared with me, he was on and off consuming pornography, but he was consuming so much that he became numb to what he was watching, and he needed this more extreme content. His brain had been rewired to think that this video was okay, while I, having not watched pornography for a long time, was mortified watching it. So please learn from my mistakes. Later on in that relationship, He wanted to do things physically with me that were violent. And his pornography addiction was bleeding into our relationship without him even realizing that that was the source of these desires. And at the time, I didn't know any better, and I allowed him to treat me that way. In 2021, a study found that 9 in 10 pornography videos show sexual violence or aggression. 9 out of 10. Exposure to this content influences young people's perspectives on sex and sexual relationships. Your next fill-in is pornography encourages violence. Pornography, it tells us that sex is supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be violent. It's supposed to look this way. You're supposed to treat your partner this way, which is false. We must treat our partners with respect. Amen. Amen. That's right. So who else does pornography consumption affect? I want to open your guys' eyes to a very, very dark and real side to the pornography industry. I want to expose the producing side. This means pornography stars, filming companies, and porn websites. Pornography is one of the leading outlets for fueling human trafficking across the United States. Your next fill-in is pornography fuels human trafficking. What is human trafficking? It is the unlawful act of coercing or lying, tricking people into forced labor or sexual exploitation. Most of us think that porn stars are doing what they want to do by choice, but oftentimes they're forced. So I want to share with you a story from Jane. Her name was changed for the sake of the story. It was 21 days after Jane's 22nd birthday when she boarded a flight to San Diego that would change her life forever. This happened in San Diego, guys. That's 3 hours away from here. She had flown to San Diego to participate in what she was told to be a fitness modeling job. But when she arrived, she was met by several men who took her phone, intimidated her into signing a contract she was not allowed to read, forcing her to take drugs and alcohol, trapped her in a hotel room where they told her she would be filming for a porn video. After she tried to run away, the men physically forced her to comply. And with no way out, Jane was violently raped on camera for over 6 hours. The nearly hour-long video of her abuse was then released online and published on nearly every major porn site, even using her full legal name in the title. Now, another very dark side of the industry is child pornography. All child pornography is illegal, yet it makes up a very large percentage of pornography. And I want to read you guys this insane lawsuit that happened 5 years ago. It blows my mind that this actually happened. In December of 2020, MasterCard and Visa, those are two big credit card companies, they began an investigation into unlawful child pornography on the number one online porn website after following the stories of child sex abuse victims whose unconsented videos were uploaded to this platform. MasterCard and Visa threatened to stop all purchases made with this website unless they reviewed all of their uploads for illegal content. This is where it gets crazy. This website went from having 13 million video uploads to 4 million uploads. That means 70% of the platform's content was taken down. That's insane. That just shatters my heart. So when we are consuming and viewing pornography, we're not only damaging our own relationships with others, but we're also supporting an industry that makes billions of dollars every single year, sexually enslaving men, women, and children for financial profit. Question number 3, is watching pornography cheating? Yes. Some of you think, Haley, you don't know what you're talking about. Cheating is when someone's dating two people at the same time, right? Pornography's, it's not a real person that I'm, you know, dating or hanging out with, you know, it's not cheating. Let me define some terms. Sexual immorality is one word in Greek, porneia. This is where we get the word pornography. Porneia can be defined as any and all sexual activity outside of marriage between a man and a woman, until death do us part. The word pornography literally means sexual immorality, sexual wickedness, evilness, crookedness. Porneia, or sexual immorality, is any sexual activity outside of marriage. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it right now. I want to make it very clear what that entails. Bless you. Sexual activity outside of marriage includes sex with your boyfriend or girlfriend, watching pornography with real people in it or animated, reading sexual books, sending naked photos to someone, being naked in any way with your boyfriend or girlfriend, touching your boyfriend or girlfriend's sexual organs. All of these things are forms of sexual immorality because this is not your spouse. And even if you think, you know, Haley, I love this person. I want to marry them. I think I'm going to marry them someday. They're not your spouse yet, and that's not guaranteed. So I don't want you to fall into this trap that our world tells us, because it's gonna cause you so much more hurt for you and that other person than you think. Pornography, it's cheapening this beautiful gift of sex that God gave us. I wanna read Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 through 30. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So when you watch pornography, you are lusting after someone, and you are committing sexual adultery. Okay, question number 4. What does the Bible say about this? We read Proverbs 4:23. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We read Matthew 5. You have heard what it is said, you shall not commit adultery, and you guys know exactly what that consists of now. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now I want to focus on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8. This is one of my favorite passages of all time. It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Now let's replace the word love with pornography. And we're going to flip some of these words to reflect what pornography is, and you'll see that it's the complete opposite of what love is. So I like to call this the SLT version, Satan's Lie Translation. I just made that up. Pornography is not patient. It is not kind. It does envy. It does boast. It is proud. It dishonors others, and it is self-seeking. Let's pause right there. Consuming pornography is self-seeking. And Jesus never asks us to serve ourselves. If our call as Christians is to serve God and to serve others, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone will come to me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Then what good is it for our purpose to consume pornography? Nothing, because it's self-seeking. Let's keep reading. It causes anger. It keeps all record of wrongs. Pornography delights in evil and rejoices in lies. It never protects. It breaks trust. It loses hope. It never perseveres. Pornography always fails. Love never fails, but pornography will always fail us. Okay, home stretch. Question number 5. I watch pornography. Is there hope for me, and how do I stop? So if you don't watch pornography, and maybe all of this is really overwhelming, everything that's been talked about tonight, I want you to remember to guard your heart. Pornography is more accessible now than it ever has been, so keep guarding your heart. And you'll have an opportunity to talk in your life groups about different ways outside of pornography that the world distorts God's good design for sex. And I want those of you in this room that may not struggle with this to really think about what things in your life may be rooted in self-seeking and maybe taking you away from your purpose in life to serve God and serve others. I also encourage you to be a support system for those around you. And if you want to know more on how to have a conversation with someone close to you that may be struggling with a pornography addiction, come talk to me after HSM tonight. I'd love to talk that through with you. So if you are struggling with watching pornography, know this. There can be an end to it. You don't need it, and you can be free. I started with this tonight, and I'm going to end with this. There is no condemnation or shame in Christ, as you are in Christ, and no one is too far gone to redeem. So my best advice is this. Step one, tell somebody tonight. You guys are all going to have time in your life group to be honest and share if pornography is a part of your life. And life groups are a safe place, and what's shared in life group stays in life group. I want you guys all to repeat what's shared in life group stays in life group. Ready? One, two, three. What's shared in life group stays in life group. Amen. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Satan wants you more than anything tonight to hide your sin. He wants you to be filled with shame and guilt, and he wants you to be a slave to your sin. But God wants to set you free, and he can do that tonight. And the first step you have to do is just say it out loud. My favorite analogy, I tell my girls this at least once a month probably, is the wound analogy. Let's say I have a giant wound on my arm, and this represents a sin in my life. If I hide it, if I pull my sleeve over it, and I pretend it's not there, what's going to happen? It's going to fester, it's going to get infected, it's going to get worse. I have to bring it out into the light for it to get better, for that sin to heal. And that process might be painful, right? You got to pour hydrogen peroxide on it. That stings. Anyone's parents pour hydrogen peroxide on their wounds? It's so painful. Oh my gosh. Okay. Sometimes the doctor might need to stitch it up, right? That's going to be painful, but that's the only way that the sin can heal in your life is bringing it out into the light. I want you guys to get accountability, and your life group leaders can be that person for you. Ask your leader tonight to help keep you accountable. So that was step one, tell someone tonight. Step two, make changes. Every single day, you make thousands of decisions a day, and pornography is something that you choose to consume. Ask yourself, when and where do you watch it the most? Is it at night in your room alone? Is it when you're bored? Is it when you're doom scrolling? Is it when you're with a certain friend? Is it while you're using a certain app? Make changes. If you watch it on your phone, in your room, by yourself, don't take your phone into your room. Move your phone charger out into the hallway. That's what I do. You can buy an alarm clock for like 10 bucks at Target. It's great. Maybe you need to delete a certain app for 30 days or so. And when you get the urge to watch, go on a walk outside. Do some push-ups in your room. Do a plank for 60 seconds. Do something active to release dopamine in a healthy way. Rewire your brain to go back into these healthy habits. Remember that watching pornography is a choice, so you need to choose other things to replace it with. I want to end with a challenge. Our challenge is to go 7 days as a life group without watching pornography. I want you guys to create a reward when you reach that 7 days. Leaders, your job is to check in, text individually your students in your group chats, whatever you guys use. Two of my guy friends, they do a weekly challenge where if they go 7 days without watching pornography, they go get ice cream every single week. It's awesome. It's super cool. If you guys do this together, you're going to be a lot more motivated, and you can bring your reward next Wednesday. We'll start it today. We'll go 7 days, and you guys can celebrate at HSM. And hey, if you slip up, I want you to be honest. I want you to text your life group or your life group leader and say, hey, I slipped up, but I'm starting the 7 days again. And for everyone else, I want you to be encouraging. Say, hey, you're forgiven. There's no shame. Let's start again. We support you and we love you. I hope that you all know that church is a safe place to confess any struggles and this is a place full of love, forgiveness, and grace. That is who Jesus is. He loves, he forgives, and he is full of grace. Let's bow our heads and pray. Jesus, thank you for the love and the forgiveness and grace that you offer us. I thank you for every student that came tonight. No one is here by accident. And Lord, you know all of our hearts. I pray that our life group time would be so full of love, maybe some confession, but overall, grace, God. You give us so much mercy every day. We love you and we pray this in your name. Amen.